The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay was catching us up on how it's going on the dating app, trying to get Rob a wife. And it seems that there is someone on there that has the exact same likes and dislikes and everything that Rob does. Says he's just like Rob, including the way she looks. She looks she looks like Rob with a beard and everything.
Yeah. I mean, their bios were identical. It was insane. But
Is hard to believe, because you would think that if a girl is really into deep fantasy movies and superheroes and Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering and all of that stuff, escape rooms and all, you would just assume that she's hot as hell.
Right. Right. Her last picture, she had about 10 cats in the picture with her.
Oh, well, so I mean, Rob may be ready for some cats. He had dogs last time out.
10?
Some cat. Yeah, more the merrier.
Mm-hmm. How many litter boxes is that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, a few.
Gotta be.
What else is, did we talk about what's in his bio? I didn't realize all that stuff was in his bio. Like his interests and stuff like that?
To be honest, I'm not sure that stuff is it in your bio? He did his bio, so I'm not sure. But I know what he's into.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Did you put all that in your bio, Rob?
I'm looking at it now. In my interests, I put board games, karaoke, video games, trivia, and movies.
So you didn't put like D&D, anime, blah, blah, whatever.
Well, those weren't available as interests.
Pokemon.
She just listed really them out. So maybe you should just list them out.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, or should he not, though? We're trying to find him, you know, somebody to marry.
Well,
one of them needs to live in reality.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody who lives in reality. I want somebody who's also into the deep fantasy stuff.
Yeah, well, then, so
Lindsay,
I don't know.
Lindsay keeps picking regular women, and that's not what I'm into.
Yeah. I know. It's getting rough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think putting in your bio, it's very helpful to say, I'm into movies and television. Everybody's into movies and television. I think you're going to have a better match if you get more specific like that.
I don't think we've gone over like what was written in this. Do you want to know what everything in this bio is real quick?
Yeah, I would like to hear. Yeah,
sure.
Did we read the main bio? I don't think so. So I put a simple man who likes nerdy things and will talk your ear off about those things. Recently changed a lot of my life, career, relationship, obviously to single, eating habits and fitness, trying to become the very the best version of myself possible.
That's awesome.
And then looking for long-term relationship, marriage, someone who has humor, playfulness, and curiosity.
Humor, playfulness, and curiosity. I think that's a perfect.
But curiosity may make them think that he's wanting them to be bisexual.
Experimental.
Yeah. You curious about being with a woman?
And one of the prompts is, what is your personal hell? And I put a very crowded room with the heat on.
That's a good personal hell. That's a good one.
I'm happiest when I'm playing some sort of game, video, board, any.
Okay.
My perfect first date is an escape room. You get to see how people operate under pressure.
I'm disappointed in that, but that's okay. It's you.
Yeah, what kind of pressure are you going to put them under?
Yeah, scared to death.
If you think it's beneficial for them to know how to escape a situation.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of it that way.
They're going to come looking all cute and then have to, like, get their hands dirty.
Welcome to Thunderdome. The pressure is on.
But that was it. That's all the stuff that's on the profile.
Okay, yeah. I think that's a pretty good, accurate description of you and what you're looking for. I think those are good, positive things.
But, I mean, do you really want somebody who's exactly like you?
I want somebody very, very similar. Someone I can share the things that I like with.
To me, that is so egotistical. You know what? I'm so wonderful. I would demand that my mate be the same way I am.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty much perfect, so.
Because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work that way. Nobody really ever falls in love with somebody who's exactly like them.
Do they not?
No.
Not at all.
Thank you.
No, I mean, they may be attracted. They may have fun.
Yeah, right.
But to fall in love with somebody and plan a life with them and all, it rarely works out that they're exactly alike.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Like me and Kyle have different interests. And I mean, he golfs. I don't. I mean, you know, there's.
So what do y'all even do together?
Well,
they go to dinner. They do.
I mean, it's hard to explain, but you don't want to be with that person 24/7. I mean, you can't.
That's what I want.
Well,
okay. Well, then this isn't going to work out for you then, because it's not realistic.
But it may be for those types of women. They may want the same way. Yeah. They may be insecure about being around normal people. And so they just want to be surrounded by people that are exactly like them, starting with their boyfriend.
I did tell my friends that the first line of, you know, a nerdy guy who will talk your ear off about dirty things or whatever. I did tell them, I put that there to weed out the normies.
See, I'm starting to think this is going to be an issue. I think going into it, I don't want to say this the wrong way. I don't want to change you, Rob. That's not what I want to do. I love you. I love who you are. But I wasn't expecting to find someone that was into all that, because that's a challenge.
It's just not going to happen then.
But there aren't many women who are into the exact same things that quote unquote nerdy guys are into.
Yeah,
right.
What about your friend that you hang out with so much? The girl, is she into the exact same thing? She is that exactly like you?
I mean, there's a large number of crossover, but not everything.
Okay, so that's
she's
what
really
I'm talking
into gardening
about.
Gardening and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I just need a big number of crossovers.
Yeah, you have to have some things in common, obviously, but then you also should have differences.
Yeah,
because when you become, you know, serious with each other, it helps to have that where, let's say, she can do things that you can't and vice versa. So then it helps you become a team together in life. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a wife, that's the kind of stuff that you look for. It's like where you're weak, I'm strong, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
But I mean, if y'all are both just killing it in an escape room, I mean,
yeah. Well, in the rest of your life, that's a long time to be with that person 24/7. You got to have your own lives and then come together as one, you know, but I mean, you can't be with each other 24/7 and do the exact same things all the time. You got to have your own things.
But you see, and Rob will tell you this too. I don't think he'll argue with me when I say Rob is a stubborn, set in his ways person. And he doesn't like to compromise.
Right.
He doesn't like to go do anything that he doesn't want to just absolutely, he's not going to love doing. Like there wouldn't be any dragging. There wouldn't be any dragging Rob to something that he didn't want to be at, or none of that. I'll go to make her happy, kind of thing.
You don't think, or was it the right partner for him will inspire him to do just that?
Most normal people, I would say that, Riggins, but not Rob.
You don't think so?
No, I think Rob is so conditioned his entire life. You know, going back to the fact that his siblings are so much older than he is. And he was basically an only child growing up because they were already grown and gone.
Yeah. I was called the golden child by the way.
I mean, we've talked about this before, that he's never had to do anything that he really doesn't want to do, whether it's, jump on a trampoline or clean his room.
Yeah. Right.
So once you're conditioned that way for 39 years, then it would have to be just somebody that just hit him like a thunderbolt and said, I've got to do whatever it takes to keep her.
Yeah. That's what we want to find. We want to find the light.
I'm just saying that I think that's going to be harder to do.
You have Rob. No doubt.
I'm going to fail at this.
Not just for this game or whatever, but from here on, Rob on his own, if he's looking for somebody that's only going to support or ask to do things that he wants to do, then that's very difficult.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't I don't think I'm going to achieve what I want to achieve. I don't think I'm going to be able to find him somebody.
Well, not with that attitude, Missy.
Yeah, what kind of attitude is that? Mm.
I've been positive up until this point, but I'm starting to realize that if you're closed-minded like that, it can't happen. It just won't.
I don't think it's closed-minded on his part. It's just that that's the way he's always lived his life. And
closed-minded is his life. Is it? That's his.
I don't
personality
know.
Trait.
No, he's just determined and mm-hmm. and steadfast in his beliefs.
Which I can appreciate to some degree, but there is give and take. I mean, you obviously
disagree. You
know. Okay, what if
just like that?
This is my point. I'm turning negative Nancy real quick, okay?
I think if
I'm just letting you know that the last relationship I had was not this way, and that's why I'm steadfast that if it's not what I want, it's not what I want.
What do you mean not what way?
Like, it wasn't exactly what I wanted.
Well, I'm not saying you should want what you want. I mean, that I'm saying the closed-mindedness of it's got to be like this or mm-hmm. no way.
Okay, hang on. We got to take a break. So we'll talk about it more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, granted, this doesn't seem to be extra funny, but it's, you know, it doesn't always have to be so fun. It's just the name of the damn thing. So if it's serious and we're, you know, hammering out something here and you get to hear what it would be, what it's like behind the scenes and all, then maybe you could laugh at it. I don't know. But
yeah.
So Lindsay has turned into negative Nelly about finding Rob a wife because she thinks Rob's too closed-minded. And Rob says, I disagree.
Yeah, this is kind of sad. She came in so inspired and so aggressive to get and excited. Yeah. And now it seems this is the first time we've seen Lindsay go, I don't know that this is going to work.
Yeah, but look, I got 60 big ones invested in this.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to make it work.
Yeah, we got. Oh, he's marrying somebody at the end of this.
Somebody's getting married.
If I have to start swiping my friend BFF Bumble for me, I will. Okay.
But. Lindsay, I don't know why you're saying it's not going to work on your end, because the people that are the women who are wanting to go out with him are of like minds with him. But yeah, I see what you mean. But you don't know if they're exactly the same mindset as he is.
I'm not sure that who he's talking to right now, the two people, I'm not sure that they have the same interests. What I looked for with these women were they were ready to settle down. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't just going to date around. Their age, their beliefs on certain things, but not like exactly what he's into.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're into video games. I don't know if they're into Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll tell you, both of them probably are not.
Right. Yeah. But
things I know about them currently.
But what I know to be true to find a match, because I have, that's what you need.
Yeah, I love the fact that my wife is into all kinds of things that I have no interest in.
You like
that? Yeah, I like it because it's her personality. And then, you know, it's not bothering me or affecting me in any way. But I know that when she is having brunch with her friends, she is shining. Right. You know, that's, I mean, watching her in a social situation and she's talking to everybody and people are, you know, that she's just acquaintances with somehow feel that they can confide in her things and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I admire that
because mm-hmm.
I'm not that way. A lot of times, you know, you look at things and go, wow, she's really good at that. I admire that because I'm not.
Yeah.
And obviously she looks at me that way. Pretty much 23 hours a day, you know.
I admire that.
She admires what I can do because she can't do it.
Yeah.
But you celebrate the differences a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, until she wants to go sit on the patio to eat lunch. That you're going to have things that don't line up with your preferences.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal breaker. You're not going to divorce Jody because she wants to eat out on a hot patio. No, but you will complain about it and say, I don't like doing this.
Well,
and,
sure, you complain about it, but you still do it.
Right, exactly. And that's the point TJ's making. Uh-huh. You do things that you don't like doing because you love the person. What Rob hasn't said that he's only interested in dating a woman that's into Dungeons and Dragons. He didn't put that in his bio. He said, I'm looking for somebody I can hang out with who's curious like me. I don't think it's an immediate... Cut him out, but I thought not into that.
I thought he said that though to us. If it's not in his bio, I thought he said, I want to do the things that I want to do, and I want her, I want to do them with somebody else.
Okay, maybe.
But off the air, I asked him something personal about his last relationship, and not that he ever complained about what I asked him, but he says he wants it different than that now.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And there will be things that come up that you don't want to do.
Right.
And your personality is that you're just not going to do it. Like, do you think I want to go to an insurance conference for 4 days in March and talk about insurance with my husband, but I go because he's getting an award and like I need to go and I'm his wife? That's the type of stuff you have to do, but you're not going to do it. You know?
I would do that. Yeah. That would be fine.
Okay.
Because I would get to spend time with him.
Okay, so now you're kind of changing your, because sometimes
I would still like you. I would still go to that. There's going to be things that we don't have in common. Obviously, I know that's going to happen. But the things that are in common, I need them to outnumber the things we don't have in common.
Well,
tenfold.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
But I didn't think you were saying that before. I thought you said I want to do what I want to do, and I want her to do it with me.
No, I mean, like I may have sounded that way, but that's not what I meant.
Yeah. Okay.
And where is this conference, Lynn?
Nashville.
Okay. So if the conference were in Iowa, would you still go and support him and be proud of him because he won an award?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what did you say?
I said if it were in Iowa somewhere instead of fun Nashville. Oh.
Well, we don't have fun. I'll go into that another day.
Okay.
We'd sit in meetings and stuff, but that's the thing.
Like, why does a wife have to sit in the meeting?
I'll get into that. We'll have to get into that. Or do we have time?
No, we don't have time today.
Okay. Anyway, so
that's whenever I had to go to conferences, and if it were in a fun, exciting place, and Jody, well, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'd never see her during the day.
No. Yeah. Napa Valley. She's I'm your plus one. I bet you are.
And you know, I was in there, you know, shining in the seminars and everything.
Yeah, sure.
She wasn't coming in there to watch that. She was like, where am I going today? I'll meet up with you later.
She's getting refills in the grapevines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. So, well, anyway, we'll get in, but Rob, sometimes you say one thing and then you kind of backtrack, which is fine. I'm glad that you're willing to do things out of your comfort zone. Because
I understand that that there's going to be things that I don't want to do that I will do because I'm going to be with that person.
Okay, cool. Well, then that's
like take a shower.
A bunch of those things that we both have in common. A whole bunch.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. We'll see how this plays out. I mean, that's all we can do, right?
I don't have a lot of hope for the two current ones, but
we don't want to say stuff like that, Rob. You don't want to do that. And Lindsay, I want to see you back to your previous attitude about this whole situation.
Positive Polly. Just need to, because one of the girls I know, I mean, not well, but I've hung out with her a couple times and I love her. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what else more we could do, but we'll see.
Well, we got 3 weeks before we use up that 60 big ones on the subscription.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
get it together.
He better be humping somebody.
That's right. That is right.
I'm kidding, of course. All right. So I'm sure we'll have updates tomorrow in Extra Funny. So we'll get to it then.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.